live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by
the strange and mighty power. Back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Sutherland Studios, here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to continue to talk NFL football ahead of Super Bowl 57. Thrilled to bring in our next guest. He was the Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2005. He was selected to the All-Pro squad three times and also led the NFL in sacks in 2006. Best known for his time with the San Diego Chargers. He's linebacker Sean Lights Out Merriman. And Sean, it's great to get you on the show today. Thank you for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. How's Arizona? What's the vibe like right now with just a couple of days before Super Bowl 57?
You know, it's amazing, man. And I walked in and I had to remember how old I was and how many of these media roles I've actually been to. And it's, you know, it's great, especially post-pandemic, because I remember coming to media role after the pandemic and, you know, just a lot of people on the fence about being here. And now it's like fully blown every podcast and radio and streaming service, and it's just been great.
Yeah, it's changed a little bit, hasn't it? I'm glad you mentioned post-pandemic, because it seems like we're finally back to normal. I had that vibe last year, actually.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there were still some people on the fence about whether they're going to show up or not. It's definitely a different being down here now. And just to see all the guys. And one thing I love about coming in the first place, you get a chance to get, you know, guys you played against, guys you watch, you know, fans of. They're all in one building.
Yeah, for sure. Sean, I want to talk about your career a bit, and then we have to talk about Sean Merriman's Lights Out Extreme Fighting. I'm excited about this as well. But before we get into that, just a background on your career. I mean, you were a standout with the San Diego Chargers. I know things have changed there a little bit. I always love asking this question. When a franchise relocates, has it changed your association with the Chargers at all?
No. I'm at every home game. You know, I've been with them from the start, and kind of watched the fans migrate, because I remember when it first happened, you had some fans just in the gray area, right, just from San Diego, like, hey, I can't support the team. They moved, and it took about a year, maybe even two. It took about 2 years before people started to feel comfortable, you know, supporting the team, and now the fan base and everything is major there. You know, I'm at every home game, so I see what happened. And when you got a great quarterback like Justin Herbert, you're gonna have to come out and support him.
We'll talk about your career. I mean, going back to the beginning of it, you made an impact right out of the gate. When you look back on it, obviously the best time of your career had to be early on with the Chargers. I mean, you guys were competitive year in and year out. Never got to the big game, but damn, you guys were close.
Oh yeah. Look, we had a streak there with the team. We had one of the best cohesive groups. Some of those years, especially the ones when we went 14-2 and then finished up with 13-3 and then went back to the AFC Championship game again. I mean, we had a great run, and obviously, you know, I don't have many regrets. But one would be is that, you know, we didn't finish it up and get a ring, because we know that guys like Phillip Rivers is up for the Hall of Fame at some point in time, and we know that that's always going to be, you know, kind of kicking the gut on whether he deserves to get the Hall of Fame or not, and in my opinion, is definitely so.
Yeah, I know that you guys were close so many times. I mean, is there one loss in particular? I know the answer to this. I'm going to ask it anyway. It's a stupid question, but I got to get your perspective of it. I'm going to ask it an open-ended question. What was the worst playoff loss of your career, Sean, one that still sticks with you?
Oh, the playoff loss in 06 against the Patriots. I think that that probably stung the worst, because we knew that we had that game wrapped up. And not too many times you get an opportunity to have the upper hand against Brady. We picked him off at the end of the game, and, you know, we go down for it. We take it down to a knee and run a clock out, game over. We gave him time, and he came back and do what Tom Brady has done to, you know, 100 teams, 100 times over in his career.
You know, going back to that game, and Sean, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm going to ask this question just because I'm so curious from a player perspective. You know, it's always asked, what if Marlon McCree did not fumble the football? What were interactions like in the locker room with Marlon and being on that same defensive crew, that same defensive unit? What were your conversations like following that game?
You know, it's funny because at the time, it was so much going on, and you didn't know the ramifications of that loss, right? Were we ever going to get a chance to get back there again? Also, I don't know if you remember, not the Patriots that were doing my lights out dance on the field. There was a big commotion with Phillip Rivers and LT after the game. So there was a lot going on, but I don't even think we were able to take it in yet on how big and the magnitude of that loss. But looking back on it now, being far removed and being around some other guys that were Super Bowl champions that do have rings or multiple rings, you're like, damn, wow, you know, we should have gotten one during that time period.
Again, our guest right now is Sean Merriman. Lights out, Sean Merriman. Sean, your first 2 years of your career, AP Defensive Rookie of the Year, AP Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, boy, it's hard to top that. I mean, you were all pro, if I'm not mistaken, twice, right, in the first 3 years in the league. When you go back and you look at those first 3 years, what was it that allowed you to have that success? What was it that, I guess, maybe mentally, physically, the preparation that allowed you to have such immense success right out of the gate?
You know, for me, the reason why I started early is because I got a chance to be around the Ray Lewis's of the world and all those guys. And I jumped out the gate, but I was a little bit ahead of my time, right? And I got to give a lot of credit to the coaching staff that I walked into. I mean, I walked in with Marty Schottenheimer as the head coach, Wade Phillips as the defensive coordinator. I had Greg Minunski and John Pagano as my linebacker coach. And so, you know, you got to all, and I followed that up with Ron Rivera coming in as a defense coordinator. So I was blessed to, and then North Turner as a head coach. So I was blessed early on in my career to be surrounded by a great coaching staff, some great leaders who let me go out there and play. They realized the type of player I was. They didn't try to change anything I did. They said, hey, this guy can go out and change the game. Let's let him go out and make plays.
When you look back on your career, greatest player that you played with defensively, does one stand out?
We played at times. I used to love watching DeMarcus Ware, obviously, and Jared Allen. Dwight Freeney, I used to love watching Dwight Freeney and Terrell Suggs, Jason Taylor, too. I mean, there was a ton of guys who I used to love watching, man, and the Freak. I'm a big Javon Curse fan, you know, growing up too, and coming into the NFL. So Simeon Rice, I can go on and on because I watched these guys so much as I was coming to the league, and some of them was exiting.
Sean, let's talk about the next venture after football. I know that you love mixed martial arts, right? This is kind of where this lights out extreme fighting. This is where the thought originated from. Am I correct in that?
Yep, absolutely. Got a Lights Out Extreme Fighting, my MMA promotion, my MMA league. We are now on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. So if you don't have Fubo, make sure you get it. We got a big fight coming up in April in Los Angeles that also will be live on Fubo TV. Just make sure you get the app, download Fubo, and come and watch our fights. We got some big announcements here coming in the next week or two, and we want to have fights every 6 weeks if we could.
Did you develop your love for MMA when you were actually playing in the NFL, or is this something that you discovered after your football days?
No, I did. I was training MMA, actually, during my off seasons when I was with the Chargers. And I really just got into it to get better with my hand-eye coordination and get more active with my hands as a pass rusher. When I first got into the NFL, I didn't use my hands as much. MMA allowed me to get better with doing that. And I try to tell any athlete, any former athlete, any current athlete, pick up a combat sport, you know, go box and go, you know, do some jiu-jitsu and pummeling and Muay Thai and things like that. You just open up your hips and get better with your hands.
Yeah, I hear you say this, and it just feels like you can kind of echo, right, to young kids. Being a specialty athlete is not necessarily the recipe for success. You have to be a multi-sport athlete if you want to have success in your field.
Yeah, no question about that. I always encourage. I got a 12-year-old son, and, you know, he plays three or four different sports. And so I always push guys to do more than just the sport you're playing, because it'll give you great footwork, great coordination and leverage and balance.
Sean, lastly, before I let you go, I got two more questions. I want you to go ahead and give us all the info on the Lights Out Extreme Fighting one more time. I know that you had an event. It's one of the top 10 most watched on FUBU Sports ever. And so, again, give us the info on the Lights Out Extreme Fighting.
Yep, you can check us out at lightsoutxf.com. You got all the information there on our next upcoming fight. We have a big fight in April. It'll be live on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV. If you don't have it, get it. But we got some big news out, but you got to get Fubo.
And lastly, who are you picking in the Super Bowl this Sunday? You going Chiefs or Eagles?
I'm going Eagles. I was wrong last week. I picked against Patrick Mahomes because he had that bum ankle. I didn't think he would be able to perform. He proved me and a lot of people wrong. but he didn't play the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're the best team in football, and I just don't see how they lose this game.
Now, as far as pass rush is concerned, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather have a pass rush conversation with than Sean Merriman, they just seem on another level, and they push the right buttons right at the deadline. They went out, they got Robert Quinn, they grabbed Ndamukong Suh. They've done everything right defensively.
Oh, no doubt about it. Their rotating nine guys some of these guys are off are Hall of Famers and Pro Bowlers. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, not at all. Sean, I know you're busy. I know you're on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. I appreciate you taking out about 10 minutes to have a talk with us. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
And Sean lights out Merriman again, former San Diego Charger, taking out the time to join us. Could listen to stories all day long, including the 2006 divisional round against the New England Patriots. That one, that stings for our very own Vinny Rondinelli. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll flip. You'll hear from two Philadelphia Eagle rookies, Britton Covey, former Utah Ute, and also N'Kobe Dean, who won a national championship with the Georgia Bulldogs last year. Two rookies on this Philadelphia squad taking the field Sunday. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.